Hour number two of The Blitz kicks off right now. Rick Butler, Brandon Orrick, Chance Collins, and intern Davis are here with you along for the ride. One more hour to go. Talk Sports coming up right after that. If you would like to get in on the program today, give us a call, 865-546-8200. So what have we been talking about today? We talked a little bit about Keyshawn Lawrence, Tennessee's newest recruit, four-star safety out of Innsworth High School in Nashville. Talked a lot about Tennessee football recruiting, kind of what it means for the in-state talent, and so on and so forth. Talked a little bit about the NBA award show, which was a big deal because it leads right into the great bet payoff that will happen here live in about 45 minutes. You can catch that on the Periscope. But now I kind of want to shift direction a little bit. So you guys saw the video of Jordan Bone getting drafted because it went viral. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. It was incredibly heartwarming. His brother, Josh Bone, who we all know from past Tennessee basketball teams, was kind of talking to the crowd, kind of delivering what was a, you know, down but not out kind of speech. And so then all of a sudden, you know, they're watching it in the background. Everyone's just kind of sitting on the stage. It's, you know, you can tell that it's really unfortunate, but, you know, it is what it is. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of his speech, Jordan Bone gets drafted and eventually is sent to Detroit. And so they talk to somebody from Go Vols 247. And this is what they actually talked to Emily Proud, WKRN in Nashville. And so here's what it kind of looked like in their point of view. So this is Jordan Bone. I guess I don't really know who he's on the phone with here. It doesn't really say, but Jordan Bone says this: "My main question was, is my name getting called?" He, who I don't know who he's talking about, he was like, "No, your name is not getting called." So I hung up to the phone. And I said to the crowd, "So I just got the news that my name won't be getting called tonight. I will not be getting drafted." He quickly moved on as he kept talking into the mic. And then he said, "Whatever happens next, happens next. It's work from here. I'm going to be all right, everybody." So I hand the mic to my brother. When I said it, it didn't even hit me. When I handed him the mic, I was like, man, this is real. So obviously Josh Bone is addressing the crowd, again, kind of a down but not out kind of speech. And then Bone's name flies across. Here's what Josh Bone said: "My cousin, he saw the pic on the screen. He said what he said, and I looked at him and immediately looked up. I see him fly across the room, and I'm like, hold on, what is going on? So I still have the mic like this." He's kind of holding his arm up. "And I'm like, oh, snap. I just had to get on top of him and love him. You just saw the love when everybody was jumping on him. We wasn't worried about hurting him. We knew he wasn't going to get hurt because God was in the building." So a pretty cool little backstory to the story on Jordan Bone and that incredible viral video that went out.
Yeah, I'm happy for Bone. Glad that he got drafted. Great video. Great video. I was a little worried whenever they just started, like, dogpiling him.
I kind of was, too. That was a ton of people jumping on him like that.
I feel like that wasn't the best decision. I mean, a nice, easy hug would have been nice, or just a handshake. There was no need to.
Yeah, but when you're getting, I kind of understand it. I mean, you're going to the association when you didn't think that you were going to.
Yeah, what if that happens, then he breaks his arm?
Well, that wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't. It would not.
Man,
Look at you, no fun zone over here.
I'm just saying.
Oh, fun police.
No.
Since when? Right in the old fun, please. What if he breaks his arm?
Got
a lot of adrenaline pumping.
I like to have fun.
Friday.
I don't think that you can say that I'm the fun police or no fun or anything like that. I'm I enjoy having a good time, but I don't think there's any need to dogpile the guy. I mean, what? He could have got seriously hurt, and then, boom. Then what happens? He's done.
Interesting.
Fun police.
Fun police
Give
over
me
here.
A break.
What are we doing, dogpiling? The man just got drafted.
All right. See what happens whenever next time it happens and somebody.
Nobody was
arm.
Going like full macho man and like going off the top turnbuckle on him.
Did you watch the video?
They just. It was a regular dog pal.
All I'm saying is things have happened much with much, much less.
In fairness, anything can happen at any point in time. Right? Like we've seen weird ways that people have been injured. People have been injured when they hit like a walk-off home run and they're just, you know, out there trotting the bases and then they come home and they jump on the plate and their knee just blows out for some reason. So, I mean, you never know. You never know what could have happened. They're just having some fun out there. In other news, on to another Tennessee player who was drafted. Grant Williams had his introductory press conference yesterday in Boston. When we thought that we might have gotten some better quotes may have been coming through the wire when we were on the show yesterday. Turns out that wasn't entirely the case, but nonetheless, they certainly came at some point in the day. So there's a couple of funny things that Grant says, and we have the audio from one of them. So at some point during kind of the introductory press conference, somebody just had the gall to compare, you know, see what Grant's thoughts were when they compared him to Kawhi Leonard. Mind you, NBA Finals most valuable player, Kawhi Leonard. So this is what Grant Williams had to say about that during the introductory press conference.
Well, for myself, I don't know if I'll be able to emulate Kawhi just yet, but top three player in the league. But yes, that's my. I love watching him play because of just how he defends and how versatile he is in his mid-range game. And for myself, I just want to keep expanding on my game and working it.
So that's Grant kind of talking about it. And, I mean, it's kind of a bold thing to have to.
It was a stupid question.
Continue.
It was a stupid question. Why would you ask him that? Why would you ask him, oh, do you see yourself being comparable to the NBA Finals two-time NBA champion Kawhi Leonard?
Arguably, yeah. Maybe one of the top
players
in the league.
The guy should still be in college.
Yeah.
Give me a
break. He's not even at the drinking age. He's not 21.
Give me a break. Dumb question.
Bold move to have to answer that.
By dumb Boston media.
You're a Boston fan.
I know I am. But I'll be honest with you, Rick. I hate Boston.
So pick a new team. I don't get this.
You hate Boston,
why?
But you're a Boston Celtics fan?
I love the Celtics.
Boston is a horrible city, but this is weird you love the Celtics.
I hate everything else.
So let's go over the things that Brandon has hated about the Northeast. He hates Boston. He hates the Celtics president.
No, that's fake news. Nope.
Okay, that is the GM?
No, I don't hate Danny Ainge.
You hate Danny Ainge.
No, I don't.
You hate Danny Ainge.
Yes, you do.
I'm pretty sure you do.
I don't.
I think you do.
I don't. It's fake news.
Sounds like
you're misconstruing my words. Something that you all do quite a bit, if I'm being completely honest.
Whoa.
Easy.
Whoa.
Sound a little.
Whoa there, young fella.
You want to talk about it?
No.
We got all these mics. And about 50 minutes.
Do you feel like you're the victim of fake news from Chance and Myself often?
Yes.
Yeah. Often.
The fake news media, yeah.
Are you saying that me and Chance are the fake news media?
Yes. Oh, man.
Fake news, yeah. Constantly.
Chance, I don't know how to deal with this.
Woo! Brandon getting spicy.
Not as spicy as this pepper that's waiting for you, Chance.
Show taking a turn. That pepper ain't nothing.
I love it.
If you'd really want it, you should have got a Serrano. That's a habanero. I had habanero salsa last night. I can't tell you where because they're not a sponsor.
Is habanero not spicier than a serrano?
Nope. Serrano's spicier.
Are you sure?
I think so. I feel like they are.
I feel like we looked at the scale the other
week. Wasn't
the
serrano up above the habanero?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
But the falsehoods.
I had habanero salsa last night to prep for this. Had Taco Monday.
That feels like a power move. Yeah. Feels like a smart thing to do.
The constant falsehoods that spew from the two of your mouths.
Whoa!
Wow!
Whoa!
Okay. All right.
Blinking Jif. Blinking white guy Jif right now. The red-haired guy. That's to me. Habanero, let's see. Nope, it is. Wait, is it above the serrano? I can't really read this. Oh, yeah, it is. A couple thousand above the serrano.
Brandon, here's what I think.
The salsa helped me out last night.
I think you got some bold opinions, some hot takes.
Ooh.
And we just put a little extra sauce on it.
My takes don't need extra sauce.
Your Evan Turner take definitely needs extra sauce.
No, it doesn't. All I said, can I not have my own opinion? I like Evan Turner.
You said you love Evan Turner.
I do.
You're a big Evan Turner fan.
I'm not saying that he's one of the best players in the league.
I have never heard anybody say they're a big Evan Turner fan. Actually, I see a lot of people on Twitter go at him because, like, he likes to go back at fans, too. One time I tried to bait him. I tried to talk about his game. He wouldn't tweet me back, though. I tried to bait him. He told somebody to pull up one day.
He's trying to hit
him. I'm going to get you an Evan Turner jersey.
As long as I wouldn't wear it. I'm not a jersey guy, but
you're a jersey guy though, right?
No, we've been over this. See, fake news, more fake news.
My goodness. I feel like I've seen you wear a jersey.
No, my goodness. You're telling me guarantee you that if you go through every shred of clothing in my closet, there would not be one jersey
or
jersey anything.
What about like a team jersey, like with like Vols and number on the back, 98 or something on the back? That still constitutes a jersey.
No.
You guys are about to be roommates. I'm going to get Rick to go through your closet and find a jersey or a jersey. I feel like there's one hiding.
I've worked now right next to Brandon for like a year, year
I
and a half
I feel like
now.
He's worn a jersey in here.
I don't know if I've ever seen him wear one. And trust me, I would love to call Brandon out for this right now. He is very adamant that he doesn't have one. I would absolutely love just to be like, ha, gotcha, you wore this that one time. But I can't remember one.
Because there's not.
What has been the coldest take that we've had on you? Is it the Canada thing? Is it when I told
He does
the,
hate Canada.
No,
it's
because
not
I don't really
The
I
lady
really
at the
like
apartment
it.
Complex that you just, that you're a big recycling
I don't know.
Nut.
There's not just one thing. It's just,
are
it's
you,
the,
did you lie to somebody about liking to recycle?
He said no, Rick did.
No, I did. Yeah. During our golf cart tour of our apartment.
You were like,
complex.
Brandon's a big recycling nut?
Yeah. She said, you know, and here's our recycling bin. It's not very big, you know, but we're working on getting better. And I was like, well, that's great because Brandon's a huge recycler. So he's going to need to make sure there's an adequate recycling.
What can you say there? You can't say that you're not if he's saying that on the tour.
I just didn't say anything.
You can't be like, no, I'm not a recycler.
Yeah.
I just smiled and shook my head.
And then he gave me the death stare.
Yeah, after she looked away, I was like,
but that's how you know
your
friends.
Now you have to recycle if you see her.
I'm gonna up the ante. I'm gonna start composting.
Yeah, you gotta do something. It's true. It's so true. Like Rick, now you're pot committed.
Yep. Oh. And you know what, Rick? Now that you're going to be living with me, you're gonna recycle too, and you're gonna compost too.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think so.
I'm about recycling, but, man, if it's... See, now I can't say I don't want to recycle. Now I feel like I'm on the other end of it. Okay, we'll recycle, all right?
865-546-8200. We're going to recycle on into the next segment. You're listening to The Blitz right here on Fan Run Radio. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Here on the Blitz, 11:18 a.m. Don't go anywhere, 25 minutes away. This should be good. You can watch it on our Periscope. We are live streaming there on our Twitter, at Fox Sports Knox, on the Twitter world. Real quick, Brant's got a big story to get into. So I did watch the OJ video. I didn't save any of the audio from it because it was really long, and it was really funny because OJ was just on a golf course. Started with, you know, the infamous, "Hey, Twitter world."
Hey, Twitter world. This is Juice.
He spent a minute and 15 seconds just giving fantasy football advice.
Oh,
just straight
he
off
loves
the top.
OJ. I love Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He was 93 points above the second place guy. They tell me that you should, hey, Juice, you should always take a running back first.
That's not true.
But I think if you got a good quarterback, then that'll work.
I love Juice's Twitter videos.
But it was so, because then he immediately, like, he changed direction so quick. And then he went to locker room culture changes between, you know, the different races that are, you know, that are becoming more diverse in the locker room. And it was just, it was such a.
It was informative.
Yes, it was. It was. And it was good. You know, he made some great points, but it was just weird, right? He was talking about Patty Mahomes in fantasy football and then shifts like that to culture changes in the locker room. So
it's only weird because he allegedly maybe beheaded somebody, two people.
Who do you think he was going golfing with him?
Who would not want to go golf? Would you go golf with OJ?
No.
I would.
I'd be afraid.
If he invited me
on the golf course,
if he invited me
on the golf course
to go golf course, I'd think that I did something wrong. A golf course can be very secluded sometimes.
No, yeah. Bro.
I mean, golf course, suburban Los Angeles.
I'm going on the golf. I'm going golfing with Juice all day.
All right. Well, whenever you don't come back.
Better.
Nah, me and Juice would be buddies.
Watch the back of your head. They'll take a 9-iron right to it.
I could be I could be buddies with post prison OJ. Just saying it. We could go play golf. He could give me fantasy football advice. We could have some beers.
I now want to know what Juice's fantasy football team. I obviously
think I want to be in his league. Yeah. I want to be in his league.
Send him a DM on Twitter.
He's not verified yet. So I think most of us are wrong. I think we all took the under. We all certainly thought it'd be within a week. We're a little over a week now, or around a week.
Still not verified.
Hey, Twitter world, go verify OJ. Okay, so Brandon, what is this this NCAA California story?
All right. So, state legislature in California. They are proposing a bill, and it is already passed some of the hurdles, but it would allow student athletes to be able to profit off of their name, image, and likeness. It would not go into effect until 2023, but still, the NCAA is not a big fan of it at all. Not a big fan at all. So basically what it is that colleges and universities, and I'm not 100% sure, but maybe even high school players, I mean, it would allow them to profit off of it. It would change the amateur rules just for the state of California, which – if it allows high school players to do that, and let's say that there's a high-level prospect out of the state of California, and they decide to go elsewhere, they would be ineligible because they've already received benefits.
So you're saying that if a So you're basically saying that if a California player was getting these benefits and then wanted to transfer, they could not go outside of the state?
Well, it's very confusing because it would set up so many different – I mean, there would just be a different set of rules for – I mean, technically it would be legal to do it in California, but still illegal by the NCAA's rules. So it's very confusing because you have one state that wants to do it, the NCAA is saying no, you can't, but all the other states are still kind of still have the same law, same rules as before.
Okay, so I'm still a little confused. I'm gonna set this up as a, you know, kind of as a different situation that we have seen, and you tell me if it's kind of close. So to me, the closest thing that comes to mind for this is like how there are states that allow marijuana consumption, right? So, for instance, Colorado. However, just because it's, you know, that substance is legal in Colorado doesn't mean that the NFL allows their players in Colorado to use it.
Yeah.
So even though that the state allows it, the organization that you are working for, the organization that your name is tied to, if they are not letting you, you know, participate in that, then you're done.
Yeah, that
sucks.
It's a very good comparison.
So, you know, in the same kind of way, the California legislature, which got passed by a 31-4 margin, is saying that, hey, we are going to allow student athletes to be able to profit off their name, image, and likeness. We believe that our schools should do that. However, if the NCAA is still putting a red slash in that, then like, what can you do, really?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it all plays out. But, I mean, the NCAA's threatened postseason bans if they go through with this. But, I mean, how are you going to – you're going to ban an entire state? I mean – well, you got some pretty big universities. I mean, USC, UCLA, Cal, Stanford. I mean, San Diego State. All those small schools. I mean, all those Southern California, the Cal State schools that are usually pretty good in baseball.
Yeah, it seems like this is just the NCAA trying to, like, are they trying to intimidate? Like, I mean, what do you I mean, that's basically what you're trying to do, but like, they don't have that type of power. They can barely freaking govern their own universities and hand out punishments, basketball punishments, still like nothing really resolved there. So it just seemed like they're trying to intimidate, and I feel like it's laughable. They should like stand their ground. Like,
yeah, I mean,
bleep them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see what California does. I mean,
I'm not backing down for anybody with no subpoena power or anything like that. Why?
No, I mean,
exactly.
But if you're those schools, if you're USC, and let's say USC or UCLA, Stanford, one of those schools is, let's say they get it rolling, and they take part in this. They let players profit off of their name, image, likeness.
Oh, their likeness, yeah.
And then they get on a run. They go to an NCAA tournament. They go to the Rose Bowl, or they have a nice season, and they get an NCAA ban. What, I mean, what do you do then? What, if you're these schools, what do you do?
Well, I think this. So I'm gonna kind of play devil's advocate here
I mean, just because they allow it does not mean these schools have to do it, but it does throw an interesting wrinkle in there that, and I mean, it kind of gives these school, it kind of gives California schools an upper hand. Hey, come here. You can make some money. You can make some money off of your name, off of your image, off of your likeness. I don't know. It's kind of a confusing situation.
It's a power move by the NCAA trying to be the alpha. It's also an alpha move by California trying to make their schools better. Like, you know, like some of those athletes who are very talented. Hey, you can come here and profit from your likeness. Well, we allow that here in our state. Come make money while you're also an athlete off your own image.
So to me, it feels like, and I'm just kind of trying to play devil's advocate here and think about the NCAA side of things, but for the NCAA, like this right here could derail a lot of things for you, right? Whether you agree, whether it's right or wrong, what the NCAA does, especially in the terms of not financially paying their college athletes, right? Barring the scholarships or whatever else comes about, no matter what side you agree on that, like this could be very detrimental for the NCAA, right? Because this is their policy. Like this is how they do things. This is their way of life. And so if California is coming in and basically threatening that, and other states might see, you know, hey, look what California's doing. Maybe we can kind of join the revolution of sorts, if you will. Then that breaks a lot of things for the NCAA. So I am fully assuming, I'm assuming that the NCAA will do whatever it takes to put a stop to this. I don't think they'll go as far as banning. I think obviously that's a threat, but man, like if you're the NCAA, you have worked so long and so hard and fought so many controversies over this topic. I do not think that they're just going to kind of let one state start the revolution, you know, without really any kind of saying it. I think they're going to put their foot down and say no, because this is how we do things.
Well, Matt Norlander is the guy that wrote this article on CBS. He says, the decision from California's legislators will likely create recruiting advantages / disadvantages that the NCAA does not want to see come to light. So now California's legislators find themselves with even more power than they might have initially expected. If they in effect call Emmert's bluff, the onus will then be on Emmert and his NCAA cohorts to make a decision. The NCAA can stay on its current track and not do anything, which would likely trigger ineligibility of California-based programs in 4 years and provide another sequence of bad press for the NCAA, or it could have its hand forced and actually enact new rules that allow for the exact thing California's congresspeople have pushed for. And then what if more states jump on this? And then in a couple years you've got five or six.
Yeah.
You've got five or six different states.
What can the NCAA do then? I like California trying to call their bluff. Like you say, they got the power, honestly.
Yeah, and I mean,
legislators.
and if more states do this,
what are they going
to
say?
I think
they'll be forced to be like, okay, we have to let it happen.
Yeah, the NCAA is either will break and will have to allow it, or I think I don't know if you ever see the demise of the NCAA, but I do think this could be the start of something where you kind of form a new governing body over collegiate athletics. Because, I mean, if we're being completely honest, the NCAA is not working.
No, and it's not. But I think at the end of the day, like, it's interesting to see what specifically California will do. Because if I'm not mistaken, right now at this point in time, like, California hasn't necessarily done anything, right? It's just the NCAA is asking them not to, right? So California holds all the power, but they have not made a decision over what they're going to do yet.
Well, I mean, it's in the legislature. It's working its way through. It's just not officially a law yet. It's just kind of trickling through, and it would take some time. Like I said, it'd be like 2023 before
it would take effect.
Right. 865-546-8200. Let's squeeze a call in from Jamie. Jamie, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Guys, I just got to start listening a little bit here. You know, the only thing I'm really interested in is, do you think this is going to open up a door for the re-release of the sweet EA NCAA football game?
Oh, you know, that's God. Right.
I hope so. We were talking about that, a couple months ago,
yeah.
that's been being talked about. I mean, I sure hope so. I mean, because you got to think, Jamie, right? NCAA, they make a lot of money, right? They make a lot of money. you think they'd be able to pay a little bit to get us our game back, right? I know this is being selfish, but, like, come on. They'll even make more money off of, you know, lending their rights to EA to make the game. Like, it's even more profitable now. Like, think about it. How many of us, I've said it before, would you pay $100 for the game right now compared to the 60? I would, too.
Yeah. Oh, hell
Hands down. They could charge $100 per game, and it would be the best, the most sold games probably ever in, like, video game history. With
They always had, like, you know, they'd open the mall up at midnight.
Yeah, I remember.
Of, you know, so my whole point is there's got to be enough money left, you know, in that video game to where, you know, you could, the NCAA could get a big chunk and be happy. The players could get a big chunk and be happy. And, you know, I've never understood how you can leave that kind of money on the table. That's just bad business. You know, the NCAA's got to find, you know, you think they'd find a way to get some of that money just rather than just leaving everybody else's pocket.
You're right, because the NCAA always wants their cut. So even though, you know, they stopped, you know, they prohibited EA from making the game for the last, 5 years now, you still look at, you know, wouldn't they want their money with business opportunities out there just left on the table, just like you just said? There's so much money to be made in profitability from licensing that they allow, you know, different vendors and merchants, you know, all the way up to Nike and everybody else do. Like, this seems like an easy fix.
Yeah, and Chance, you know, here's something else, you know, if you want to add to it is, you know, you're trying to build interest the interest in NCAA football is slightly going the wrong direction. I mean, maybe not overall, but no one's coming to, you know, the attendance is down. It wouldn't be a bad idea to reignite, you know, and boost the younger generation that plays these video games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and let them get in, you know, people that are playing Madden right now, kids that are playing Madden start playing that game and become a fan of a school, you know, and then the next thing you know, you're buying T-shirts.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's,
you know,
absolutely right.
Game.
I'm a soccer fan. I got into, like, liking soccer because of playing the FIFA game on, like, PlayStation and Xbox, playing FIFA soccer. So, no, that's easy. And then also, think about to where, all right, so we know about, like, the e-sport, the e-gaming hub now. They have all these tournaments. The NBA has partnered with, like, the video games that they make, NBA 2K. They've actually got teams that they draft video players for, that they make money, and, you know, pay them, all this other stuff, all this e-gaming, all this money that's in the e-gaming world now out in Vegas, all these big tournaments, you know, all the big Madden tournaments. Why is the NCAA not trying to profit and do things like that? Big NCAA, you know, football tournaments where they showcase, you know, and the NCAA, like you say, all the schools and stuff. They can even throw some coaches to come and show their face because you don't want players. Or, I mean, if you start paying the players, maybe have some players show up. Like, it seems like there's so much money out there to be made in that sector.
Yeah, it just seems like a no-brainer to me, too. And speaking of the NBA, I'll get y'all's comments and opinions on this. What do you think about the latest from Adam Silver banning the owner word from the NBA?
Went to governor?
Yeah, governor. Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds any better. I think of, like, I mean, I don't care about the owner word, man. They own the damn team. Like, I mean, I work at a bar. I manage a bar. He owns the bar.
Yeah.
He's not my owner. Right. He owns the bar.
He owns the bar.
He owns the bar where I work. I think that's frivolous. I mean, to be honest,
isn't it? And I seen Clay Travis tweeted out today that Draymond Green has in his Twitter bio that he's the owner of some performance sports nutrition company.
Yeah.
That right there was what I was waiting to see. It was the double standard.
Well, you're exactly right there. I don't get that in that sense. Like, I think that all that stemmed from the guy who owned Donald Sterling, who owned the Clippers. Like, that's where a lot of that came from when he said his racist remarks and they took his team away. That's where, like, the stigma around owner. I mean, nobody cared about that before.
Well, wasn't there also something about LeBron James in one of his HBO barbershop episodes? And maybe he might have.
I'm not sure. I never did watch a lot of the shop.
LeBron is the commissioner of the league. Adam Silver is LeBron's puppet.
LeBron is kind of the commissioner of the league. I know you're joking, but that's almost not a joke, though. Appreciate the call, Jamie.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, I don't really like the governor. I think of, like, The Walking Dead and the governor who everybody hated. Like, I don't get it, man. Like I said. He's the owner of the team. Don't mean that he owns you.
Yeah.
That's a little frivolous.
Absolutely. It's all interesting, but nonetheless, it is what it is. Okay. What is this? Is this the last last segment coming up? All right. Let's get a quick.
We'll last segment, back. We'll eat the pepper and the onion. No worries.
We'll do a quick segment.
I think we should do it here. And then we get your thoughts in the last segment.
Whatever. Bleep it, Brandon. I'll do it.
All right.
I ain't scared.
Here we go. We're 4 minutes away. Jump on the Periscope right now at Fox Sports.
Call
Fox
to action.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go.
All right. So what is your process here? Which one are you going to start with?
I think I'm going to go onion first.
Did you bring yourself any kind of milk or water situation?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Smart. All right.
I also brought a little pepper, a little salt.
Pepper for the pepper?
For the onion.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready?
That's all crazy. Right. All right.
Not scared.
Oh,
oh,
did you hear that crunch?
The crunch.
Oh, look at that.
Is it? Wow. Oh. Oh, my. Like a man.
Like a champ.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now he's chewing. He's chewing the onion.
I wonder if it's more gross or spicy right now.
Mm.
Oh, the face is wincing.
Yep. I think it's... All right. He's almost got it. How's it tasting over there, Chance?
You can hear it.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like it's bothering him too much.
I don't know. I'm very interested to see if this is just more like gross tasting or spicy.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little bit of both.
I took like 5 bites.
You took
I don't know why you
monster
I
bites.
Ate half an onion.
I don't know why you did that. I mean, you could have just like took a bite out of it like an apple. That would have been nice. Mm. But
I'm really torn.
I mean, I don't know why you took all of it at the same time.
What is this? What is the drink?
We got some sparkling water.
Some ginger ale.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water. Okay. Wow.
Wash it down with?
Is it all down?
Mm-mm. No. I mean, he ate half an onion.
He
in
did.
His defense.
I will say, already, 2 minutes in, Chance has gone way above and beyond the call to action.
I mean, you would be over here screaming like a little girl. You would have already puked.
I would have been running down the street on the way to the hospital if I could have even moved.
No, you would have been hugging the toilet back there.
That's a good point. All right. Here we go. Right. Reactions.
A little spicy. Definitely nasty. Definitely nasty.
Oh.
Definitely nasty. I know I have really bad breath, so when we get done, I'm about to get out of here.
Get some mouthwash. Mm-hmm. Probably brush your teeth about 10 times.
Mm-hmm. Where would you say this spice is on a level of 1 to 10?
4.
4, okay.
4?
Mm-hmm. So that's really not the issue. It's just gross.
All right, here we go. Now
you're halfway there.
I've never done that before. It's nasty.
Wow. Mm. That was a crunch when you got
onion.
Into it.
I mean, pepper.
Pepper.
All right, here comes the habanero. Oh, it's the whole thing.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I think that one might be a little spicier than the onion.
You think?
All right. So Chance has taken the entire pepper.
Chance,
the entire
what was
habanero.
The, what was the pepper on a scale of 1 to 10? And then what is your mouth as a whole?
The pepper?
Yeah.
I'm going to go very hot.
It hits you afterwards.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's hot. It's very hot.
If you had to put it on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I was like a 9 right now.
9?
Woo! Wow. Chance, can you explain the...
I think the effects of the onion. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of amplifying it.
Woo!
The pepper is boosting the relatively mild
and
onion.
I'm not no bitch. I ate the whole pepper.
Props to Chance. Let's take a quick break. Take a quick break. We'll let Chance regroup. We'll close out strong. Listen to the Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
I don't think you would have made it, Rick.
Chance,
but
I am blown away at you right now.
My tongue is so hot. Feedback from it. My tongue is like a numb hot feeling right now. But like I was telling you guys in the break, if you're going to eat the pepper, you got to eat the pepper. You can't let it sit on your tongue. Next bet we do, it's got to be like a ghost pepper.
Whoa. Chance, you probably deal with the spiciness the best here. And that seemed like it,
I'm sweating.
It took you to a pretty good point.
Well, so the habanero, it's like $3,500 on that scale. A ghost pepper
is like next to the top, right?
It's over a million points higher than a habanero.
You wouldn't be able to do the segment afterwards.
It's over a million points higher.
Over a million. And I'm sweating a little bit. Not profusely.
You took your sweatshirt off. It's hot in here for you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And it's normally cold in here. Yeah, I took my sweatshirt off. Yeah. Definitely hot. Maybe that's what I got to do. We got to eat peppers every time we come into the studio so we're not cold. But I mean, the onion wasn't bad. So I took a big bite.
You took two huge bites of the onion.
Maybe not even half the onion I ate. I might have ate 3/4 of that onion. Cook with the rest of it later on. Thanks, Brandon.
You're welcome.
But, yeah.
That
onion
is yours.
The onion wasn't awful. It was just when I ate the pepper afterwards, then the remnants of the onion in my mouth with the acidic nature of the onion, that intensified the pepper.
So you had onion taste spiciness.
I mean, guys, I was chewing on the onion longer than I was chewing on the damn pepper.
It took you a while to get the onion.
I ate a lot of that onion.
I'm not sure why you went with the whole thing all at once.
You're going to do it right,
no,
right?
I think you probably did it the right way. Because if you take one bite in, and because how fast did it get spicy after you bit the pepper initially? Immediately?
A couple minutes.
Okay, so I feel like if you take that first bite of the pepper and then it gets really hot, you're not going to want to take that second bite. If you just do it, you're done. Yeah. You're done with it. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. You just got to yank it.
Yeah, dude.
Chance, props to you.
Appreciate it.
Well done.
That's profusely coming up a little bit more out the nose. It helped out my nasal allergies this morning. Peppers.
I believe that.
Really open you up.
Oh man, really open. About to go outside for a little bit.
Now, what is your game plan over the next 20 minutes or so? You gonna go get some milk?
Yeah, probably after the show, I'm gonna get some chocolate milk. More of a chocolate milk person. I'm gonna get some of that. I think it's gonna hurt worse later on. If you catch my drift.
I believe I catch your drift.
It's going to hurt worse later on.
Oh, my.
That's what I always worry about when I eat spicy food. It's not. Yep. I love the taste of the food.
A lot
hot
of people
going in,
I'm
hot coming out.
You're putting out now.
Yeah, hot going in, hot coming out.
I hope you're not picking it up.
Yeah, I hope you're not picking it up either.
Ew.
But, yeah, that's the
me
problem.
Neither.
Yeah, I'm worried about the other stuff. Hey, man. A bet's a bet. I don't welch on no bets. I got you. We'll bet more as this year goes along. We'll have to have more challenges. I don't know what we're going to do next. Maybe sardines in a can.
Okay, see, I can do gross stuff much better than I can do spicy stuff.
See, I can't.
No.
I think I would pick sardine. If I lost the bet, right, and those are my two options.
Sardines are some smoked oysters in a can.
I think if you had given me that option, I would have taken it. I would have taken it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I'm telling you, man.
Kepper snacks or whatever they're called, too. Those things in a can. Oh.
I mean, there's some gross stuff out there, but I think I'd rather take the gross.
Really? Huh. Well, I remember that when we have our challenges as the season goes on.
Yeah.
Nose is running now.
Just got a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
We'll get
you
out of
here. Couple more. It wasn't bad, though, guys. Now Luka Doncic's probably... I'd probably be rooting against him pretty hardcore. Sorry, Rick.
Fair, though.
It is fair.
I'm kind of worried that me, you're right, maybe I shouldn't have took that half, ate 3/4 of an onion because I really like onions. And I don't know afterwards if I'm going to really like onions anymore.
Ooh.
I like grilled onions, onion rings. I don't know if I like them anymore.
Oh, this could take you out.
Yeah, eating the raw onion. Not gonna lie, my stomach is a little bubbling right now too.
Oh.
It's gonna be a minute before you get you some onion rings.
Yeah, it's a little rumble in the stomach. I don't know if that's from the pepper or just because I just ate 75% of a raw onion. I don't know if that's exceptionally
likely
good
both.
For you.
Likely both.
You're not gonna go out to Outback and get you a blooming onion anytime soon.
Nah, not at all. And 2 days, 3 days ago was National Onion Ring Day. Yeah, I'm a big onion ring guy.
So are you changing your stance a little bit about how you're going to take the onion home and maybe cook up with it tonight?
Yeah, I
feel like that onion might hold some
nightmares. The worst thing right now, all right, so a lot of the spice has gone away, but I have an awful taste of onion in my mouth. Like, I just ate, like, 3 bags of sour cream and onion chips. Yeah, yeah. Or, like, I was just, like, sucking on a onion, like, candy or something.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really have a taste of onion that is strong.
Why did you go with the sparkling water?
It's kind of the only thing that when I walked out the house this morning.
I was trying to figure that out.
I didn't want the cucumber melon sparkling water. It didn't go well with either.
Cucumber melon onion habanero pepper.
I would rather have a nice ice cold Coke or even a glass of milk. It was the only thing I saw when I walked out.
Chance Collins, everybody. Chance, well done.
Hey.
You made that awesome. Thank you
for
paying up on the bet. That right there is the Blitz for this Tuesday. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll see you back tomorrow. Talk Sports coming up next. So stay tuned for that. As for now, my name is Rick, Brandon, Chance, David, Davis.
Peace.
85 years.